This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So I guess I'll start by saying, last night you had a screening with 1,200 people at the Eccles. I mean, what's that like for you to sort of where you've come from to where you are right now, but to be the lead in, like, big movie, 1,200 people?
I might as well have just walked out on stage naked. It's a very vulnerable feeling, but insanely exciting. Because I'd never seen the movie with more than like five people in a dark room. So I was anxious, but insanely excited, and I'm so proud of how the movie played to a large audience like that. And the whole cast, it was fun to see the audience respond to various parts of the movie, various characters in the movie, and I think the kind of positive energy of the movie.
Yeah, I thought it played like gangbusters last night, and I laughed like from beginning to end. The thing that really struck me about the film and what's just fucking great about it is that the chemistry between the four of you is just unbelievable. Could you talk about how did you guys have a lot of rehearsal process? Was that finding that chemistry on set, or is it just good actors working?
You know, we really didn't rehearse very much at all, except for kind of running the scenes right before we shot them. I think that the reason you're seeing such cohesion in that little crew is that the writing is so good, and that each of us were so kind of in love with our characters and in love with the way they fit into this ensemble, that everyone brought like great energy to it and a real sort of clarity about how to portray these characters, and then we all liked each other as people, you know, as actors, and respected each other and had an enormous amount of fun hanging out on the set and in the scenes and cracking each other up, and all that helps and just makes for a really cohesive bond.
Of course, huge laughs. Everyone has moments to shine last night, but there's a few moments where a certain TV show is talked about, which really brought the house down.
I know.
And obviously, could you sort of talk about, I have to ask this question, was there ever any thought about putting in a famous swear word that a certain character might utter? I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't want
to say anything. But was there ever any talk about putting that specific joke in the movie? Or was just the two that you had? Because I mean, those two are amazing.
Well, are you being obtuse for a reason?
I'm trying not to spoil anything, like being specific. But I could say she.
I'll go ahead and say Isaiah Whitlock.
Oh yes, sure.
Who is the character on The Wire?
Right.
Makes a couple of Wire references in the movie, and it makes a reference to how big of a fan his character is of the HBO program The Wire. Those lines were in the script before Isaiah Whitlock had anything to do with this movie. So when he was brought in, I'm kind of like a comedy Nazi and like very much a stickler for, you know, not being too self-referential or meta. And I was like, of course, so now we're going to have to lose the Wire jokes in the script. And everyone was like, no, why? It's better now. It's funnier. And I was like, I don't know. And happily, I lost that battle because it was one of the biggest responses in the whole movie.
It plays huge. But I mean, the thing is, for people that have not, a lot of people still haven't seen The Wire, so they're not going to get it. It's only fans of the show, I think, that are going to, they're going to lose their shit.
But I don't think you have to, I mean, all you have to do is be aware of The Wire to kind of appreciate it at some level. If you're a fan of the show and you know Isaiah Whitlock from the show, then you're going to get it at another level. But I think that, you know, this, the character that Isaiah plays, this nerdy black guy from Minnesota, being such a fan of The Wire is a wonderful character trait, regardless of your association.
I 100% agree with you, and I think that going back to what you said earlier, all four people are so built. All the characters are, you know. I definitely have to ask you though. There's definitely there's a few moments where you drop towel, show skin. You know, I've noticed a lot of male, a lot of actors now are totally willing to just go balls out, if you will. So, were you nervous about like doing certain scenes? You know, showing a lot of skin.
You know, it's funny. I wasn't that nervous about it. I never had much of a hang up about it. And I really felt like creatively it was justified in this movie because it, you know, when you're naked, you're vulnerable. And so there's something both literal and metaphorical about being, about my character being naked or in his underwear at various points in the movie. I didn't think about it up until there came a point in the contract negotiations where my lawyer starts calling me about the nudity clause. And that's where they actually write out exactly how much skin and where and how it's going to get presented, and it has to be agreed upon before you can shoot it. And that's when I started to get nervous, like, okay, well, how much of my butt will be on the screen, or like, will you see any portion of my penis or any of the, and it's like, oh god, I hadn't thought about it this in these technical terms. And it's a humiliating process to sort of like hash out this, these line items in the contract. But it kind of makes sure that you have to do it. It makes sure that, because sometimes when you get on set, a director will try to put you in a compromising position, and you just have to have all this stuff hammered out. So we did, and then once we got to set, thankfully, my scene, you know, my actual nude scene is with Kurtwood Smith, who's such a just seasoned veteran, total pro, and was really easy. Like, just made it easy. And I also believe that in show business, pride and dignity are really just get in the way. You know, there's really no place for dignity.
Well, not if you're trying to make people laugh.
Yeah. You know?
Something I definitely want to talk to you about is, when are we getting the Ed Helms recording album? When is your CD getting released? Because I've noticed more and more, I'm actually a really big fan of your singing. And I've noticed on The Office, in movies, we got Stu's song in The Hangover. I mean, you're definitely pushing forward as a recording artist. So, like, I'm being completely serious with you. Are we seeing you on Glee soon? A, and B, are you releasing a CD?
No plans in the works for an Ed Helms music project. That said, I do play music. I'm a musician. In addition to singing, I play in a number of bluegrass bands, and I play banjo and guitar, and I love music, and I play all the time, and I won't rule anything out. But there's nothing really officially in the works.
I got to tell you that I'm very disappointed about that. You need to step up on this. I'm telling you as a fan. So jumping into something else, though, I do want to ask you, though, I'm going to ask you a fun question. Does this mean that no one will do, like, Rock Band with you or karaoke? Like, have you ever gone with friends to do karaoke?
I will destroy you in karaoke.
I'm sure you
will. I
will
destroy you.
Do you have any staple songs that you like to do?
Well, my two favorites are probably We Built This City on Rock and Roll and Sweet Home Alabama, just because they really just light the room on fire, both of them. You're pretty much guaranteed a hit with any Styx songs.
But you have to agree, though, it does depend on what time of the night it is, how many drinks are in.
True. Sometimes you really want to just rip into a nice ballad. Totally. Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Or Patience. Guns N' Roses.
Totally.
You know, these are also great choices. It's really hard to pick a favorite.
What's the story with, you did Stu's song for The Hangover. I have to ask you, are you doing another song for the sequel?
We do have, I think there is, there are some tricks up our sleeves. There's some nice kind of nods and winks to the first movie, and I don't want to get into any specifics,
totally.
But I think that I think fans will be psyched.
I, of course, am not going to ask you any questions about the story. I'm smart enough not to go in that direction. But Todd did release a photo with you with your Mike Tyson makeup. So this isn't spoiling anything since he's already put it out there. How long did it take you to put that makeup on?
It was you know, the process of putting on and taking off that tattoo over time became very easy. We got very, very good at it, and so it was very a quick process. But I will say that it really irritated my skin after a while, and it was sort of like the feeling of having constant sunburn for like a month. For a while it was fine, and then but then just the repetition of it day after day after day of taking on and putting off, taking on and putting off, it was hard on, you know, my delicate skin.
I understand. Did you ever go out and see this? I love acting. I love asking actors when they do makeup like this, when they do something for the character, if you ever like just went to your Starbucks and just like went in with that makeup and just looked at the reactions that people
yeah.
were giving you.
Well, it was really one of the cool things about working in a place like Bangkok is that no one really recognizes us at all. You know, here we get spotted by fans more frequently. There, we get spotted by fans very infrequently. So there's more anonymity to begin with. And then when I had a tattoo on my face and just walking around the streets of Bangkok, I just had this really, like, empowered feeling like no one was going to fuck with me.
Totally.
You know? And it's kind of bad. Like, I don't have any tattoos, but I get it. It makes you feel like kind of a badass.
okay, I want to look over... I sort of want to ask you, actually, something that... I looked over your IMDb, what's going on with you. You have a lot of stuff in the works going on, coming up. What's the sort of last year or two been like for you? And are you sort of pinching yourself every day?
Yes. You know, I think that the... if I had to characterize the last 2 years, 3 years, in terms of my experience, it has been just an unbelievable kind of roller coaster of fun, but also just insanely hard work. I've never worked this hard between The Hangover and The Office and trying to fit these projects in with each other. The schedule has just been wall to wall, and then of course the work to promote these things is also a whole additional layer that I don't think anyone really understands outside of the business, because you don't, and even I didn't understand it until I got in the middle of it, that there's so much work that you have to do to kind of get the word out about these things that you work on. So it's been a whirlwind, and I haven't really taken a big step back to sort of, because I certainly don't want to rest on my laurels. But did I say that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of actors talk about how if you sign on for 3 or 4 movies, it's awesome, but then you have just a ton of publicity that you have to factor in down the road.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Any decision to take on any project includes a lot of publicity work and all that stuff. I don't know. It's been a crazy ride, and I still feel like I'm right in the middle of it, and it's just rewarding to work on things that I am passionate about. I love The Hangover. I love The Office. I love Cedar Rapids, and I am surrounded by actors and directors and producers that I think are amazing, and that I can learn from all the time. So, yeah, it's been a pretty great natural high here for a while.
It's also easier to talk about stuff when all three things you mentioned are just great. So it's a lot easier to sit there and be out there promoting all day.
Exactly. Like, you know? I'm passionate about something, I want to talk about it. I want people to know about it.
Totally. So. I want to ask you a fun question. One of your earliest credits is on Arrested Development. I guess you did an episode.
Yeah.
And so are you sort of, can you sort of talk about the fact that, you know, what did you do on that one episode?
Well, I was already on The Daily Show at that point, and Mitch Hurwitz, who was the creator of Arrested, was a big fan of The Daily Show, and I met him randomly, and he said, "You got to come on the show." And so I flew out for one day and did this tiny little part where I'm a real estate agent showing Portia de Rossi a house or something.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the episode.
I'm showing, and she has a crush on me, like she's trying to hook up with me or something, but I don't care, or I don't pick up on it. And I just remember one of my favorite jokes in the episode is that he's a real estate agent and he's showing the house to a family, and he has a spray can of chocolate chip cookie scent that he sprays the house with in order to make it more appealing to the prospective buyers. I was just such a big fan of that show, and I still am. The show's not on anymore, but it's a great, great show.
I'm running out of time with you, so I want to work in some stuff real quick. Did you do a small part in the Muppet movie?
There's talk of it, and I hope it comes. I'd love to be in that movie. I love puppets. I do a puppet show in L.A., actually.
You should promote it right now.
Once a month at the UCP. The Seth and Ed's Puppet Talk Show with Seth Morris.
And how do people get tickets?
It's at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. Okay. The third Saturday of every month, usually.
So you really want to be in the Muppet movie?
Well, that's just to say I love the Muppets, too. And I would... and Jason Segel is a dear friend. We did a movie recently that's not out yet.
That's if you were to look on my piece of paper, you might see Jeff, who lives in...
Yeah, cool. So we'll see if that comes together. I'm not sure exactly where that stands, to be honest.
Real quick, though, as I said, I'm running out of time. Jeff, Who Lives at Home, who do you play in it? And have you seen a rough cut? What do you think?
Jeff, Who Lives at Home is directed by Mark and Jay Duplass, who did Cyrus and The Puffy Chair and Baghead and all these really phenomenal movies. I play the Jeff who lives at home is actually played by Jason Segel, and I am his brother. The story of the movie is kind of a caper of the two of us trying to bust my wife, who I suspect is cheating on me, and over the course of the movie, as brothers, we kind of refine our kinship and relationship. I saw a rough cut of it very recently, and it's really cool. I am really excited about Jeff Who Lives at Home.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie. Two quick last things, because then I have to. They're going to punch me in the face or from behind. What's your thoughts on the future of The Office? And also, hiatus is coming up. Mm-hmm. Have you already booked anything for the hiatus?
My summer hiatus is currently a question mark, and we're circling a few things, and I'm very excited about some possibilities, but there's nothing really to say about that yet. As far as The Office goes, Steve's leaving, and out of that will come, I think, one of the craziest storylines in the history of Dunder Mifflin. Who's going to replace Michael Scott? Will it be a person? Will the position change? I think you'll see a lot of experimentation over many, many episodes, and it might be a while before Dunder Mifflin finds a kind of equilibrium. See, but it'll be fun to watch.
It's interesting because I think a lot of shows might have just automatically gone for casting, bring one person in, but I actually think you can do a lot with that storyline.
It's the greatest opportunity ever, you know? Like, why would we just stick someone in and just keep going like we've been going? We have this amazing deep bench of incredible cast who all love the show and love being a part of it, and the producers know and understand that, and I think they want to celebrate everybody and get everyone in there. You're probably going to see all of us jockeying for that job, and you'll probably see some surprises. I don't know. I actually don't know what is going to happen, but I'm kind of excited to play it out.
My last question for you. Steve Carell's contract, I guess, expired this year. Most people signed on, I guess, for 7 years. How many are you signed on for a while longer?
At this point, everyone in the cast has at least one more year after Steve's departure. I can't speak to anyone else's contracts. I don't know where other people stand exactly, but I know that's why the show will definitely be on next year. And after that, you know, I think this is a bit of a sort of rebirth and an experimentation process, and you're going to see, the show sort of take on a new shape, and that'll dictate what happens beyond.
Cool. I just want to say thank you so much for giving me a tremendous amount of your time. Congrats on everything that's happening in your
life. My pleasure. Thank you.
Let me hit stop, and hopefully that was not a pain.